practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this Sunday morning to prepare our hearts to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, to worship Him, to exalt Him, and to praise Him at church with others of like precious faith. Please do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together with other believers in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. I want us to begin with an old hymn that is sung by a former gospel singer, Eddie Piper. He's with the Lord right now, but the song that he sings is entitled, He Lives. And it's talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how we can rejoice over the fact that today Jesus does live and He will live forevermore. Here's that old hymn by Eddie Piper, He Lives.
Lives today, and He walks with me, and He talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives, salvation to impart. And you ask me how I know He lives in my heart. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and I know that He is living, regardless of what people say. And I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts, and the day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Day. And He walks with me, and He talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives, yes, He lives, salvation to impart. And you ask me how I know He lives. He lives in my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, He's the help of all who find. There's no other that's so loving, so good and kind. And He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And He walks with me, and He talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives, yes, He lives, salvation to impart. And you ask me how I know He lives. My
Truly, that's a song that we sing usually around the Easter season, but of course we do sing it many other times here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, because it tells us all about the Lord Jesus Christ and why he is unique and why he is God and why he is the only Savior of the world, because he lives. You know, the Lord Jesus himself said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And why is it that Jesus Christ saves those and can give eternal salvation to those who call upon him? Well, it's because even though he died for the sins of the world, that includes you and me, it's also true that on the third day he rose again triumphantly to give eternal life to those who call upon his name, and he lives forevermore. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, the ever-living Savior. And you know, there are many religions in the world today, but there's only one religion, as it were, that has a living Savior, and that's Christianity, and his name is Jesus Christ. And so I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Can you say that he lives in your heart? Can you? Can you find a time in your life where you personally recognize that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior? He is your Savior, so that you called upon his name and said something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. If you've done that, I rejoice along with you this morning. But if you've never done that, I would encourage you to do it right now. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. You can call us at 814-944-2894, or you can write to us. And of course, that address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And you can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Our web address is, of course, www.fbcaltoona.org. So contact us if we can help you, particularly if you've trusted Christ as Savior. We'd like to send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if you have a prayer request or a question about the Word of God, please do not hesitate to contact us. Now, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And by virtue of the fact that this is the first Sunday of the month, tonight we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. That is, we will be partaking of communion, one of the two ordinances that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us. And I would encourage you, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you've not yet had the opportunity to partake of the Lord's table in quite some period of time, I'd invite you to visit us tonight here at the Faith Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. Again, we are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And as we go into the summer months, I want to encourage you to not forsake the assembling of yourself together. In other words, go to church. So many times in the summer months, people go out on the lake or go to the golf course or go on a picnic. Well, God would have you in church. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 teaches that. So whatever you do throughout the course of the summer, don't take a vacation from the church. And we are in the summer season right now, of course. And so make sure that you keep the Lord Jesus Christ in the center of your schedule, in the center of your plans. And a part of that is to make certain that you don't forsake going to church. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be on the radio. And as it goes out over these particular radio stations and the internet around the world, it is my prayer, Lord, that you'll take the program and use it for your glory, use it to encourage those who are Christians and to prepare all of our hearts to worship you today in spirit and in truth. And then, of course, Father, I pray that you'll use it to bring to salvation those who do not know you through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. For it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. And I can say this, all of God's children said, amen. Amen indeed. Now we're going to listen to a song that's entitled Living by Faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so if we are going to please God, we need to live by faith. Here's a song that expresses that thought. And then it goes on to sing a part of another song entitled Sheltered in the Arms of God. It's a medley. I trust this will be an encouragement to you this morning.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. I know my Lord ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith.
Storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on at the strife. So let the storms rage high, dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn back to the Old Testament book of Micah. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, where the Word of God says, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. And now before I deliver a message entitled God's Wonderful Word, let's listen to another song that's entitled Trust the Truth. It's as simple as that. Trust the Truth.
We wonder if truth can be found. Lifting up man has led us down. The fallen and broken fill the pages of time.
One thing we've learned from our past, God's word is the word that will last. When we give him our trust, truth is the promise we find.
The truth of his promises, trust the truth of his word. God's word will lead.
His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God.
Looking ahead to days we face, those of this world will take their place, lifting their gods and the dreams in their mind.
Children will search for a word to trust. They will find truth if they see it in us. So we must lift up the word, the way, the truth, and the light.
Trust the truth of His promises. Trust the truth of His word. God's word will lead us. No one can deceive us. His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God. Trust the truth.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Trust the truth.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Trust the truth.
For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth.
Trust the truth.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
God's word will lead us. No one can deceive us. His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God. Trust the truth. Trust the truth. Trust the truth of our God.
You know, we are living in a day where there are those out there that say there is no such thing as absolute truth. But there is absolute truth, and it's found in the Word of God. And so when we are talking about trusting the truth of God, we are talking about trusting God's Word. It's interesting to note, however, that as we study the Scripture, that the Bible teaches us that God the Father is truth, God the Son is truth, God the Holy Spirit is truth, and God's Word is truth. So if we want to understand truth, we need to have a personal relationship with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then be in the Word of God every day. You know, beloved, the Bible addresses every issue we face in life. It really does. I've heard people say that down through the years, and particularly the older people, you know, when I was younger. I'm at that point now where I'm one of the older ones. But the fact of the matter is, I have learned through my 49 and nearly 50 years now of pastoral ministry and nearly 60 years of being a Christian, that it is true that the Word of God addresses every issue we face in life, whether it's a personal issue, a church issue, a family issue, a governmental issue, an issue at school, an issue at work. The Word of God does indeed address every issue we face in life. We just need to be in the Word of God and spend time in God's Word. And that's why I want to talk to you today about God's wonderful Word. Maybe we need to begin by asking the question, what is God's Word? What is the Bible? Did you ever think of it? I mean, we hold up the Bible and we say this is the Word of God, and it has 66 books. It begins with Genesis and goes right through the book of the Revelation, and there were over 40 human authors that God used. But what is the Bible? What is the Word of God, as it were? Well, let me give you a simple definition. This is not a deep theological definition, but it's a simple definition that I think will be advantageous to you, and it is this. The Word of God, the Bible, is the very expression of God's nature, expectations, plans, and glory. It's as simple as that. The Word of God is the very expression, keep in mind expression, when we talk about the term word, that's an expression of a concept. Well, the Word of God is the very expression of God's nature, God's expectations, God's plans, and God's glory. That's why we need to spend time in the Word of God, in the Bible. I ask you already this morning, I know it's early in the morning, and so I ask you simply this, have you spent time in God's Word yet today? Or what about yesterday? Or the day before, last week, last month? How much time do you spend in the Word of God, particularly if you consider yourself a Christian? Well, it's important that we all spend time in God's Word, as it is the very expression of God's nature, God's expectations, God's plans, and God's glory. Now, let's take into consideration some things that the Bible says about itself. For instance, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it tells us that God's Word is inspired. That means it's God-breathed. God's Word was not just the thoughts and the expressions of those who wrote it. But this concept of inspiration means that God breathed into the hearts and the minds of Paul, of Peter, of Jeremiah, of Isaiah. God breathed into their hearts and minds what they should write so that when they wrote it down, it was kept free from error. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture, that is from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, is given by inspiration of God. It is God breathed. And so we must take into consideration that when we pick up the Bible and read it, that it is that which God is saying directly to us. It might have been written over 2,000 years ago, but it is exactly what God is teaching us, what God wants us to know. And 2 Timothy 3:16 goes on to say that it is profitable. That means it's relevant. We are living in a day and age, once again, when people are telling us that God's Word is not relevant. Well, it is. It's relevant for four things, according to 2 Timothy 3:16, and that is for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. For doctrines simply means that it teaches us about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Many people don't like to hear that word doctrine, but doctrine is simply teaching about who God is. Then reproof, that is, the Word of God shows us when we are in sin, shows us when we are wrong. It convicts us of sin. Then it is profitable for correction, which means that the Word of God does correct us and set us up straight after we have fallen. And then it is profitable for instruction in righteousness, in that it teaches us how to live for the Lord. And so God's Word is inspired, and God's Word is profitable. It is relevant. Why is that the case? Well, simply because of the fact that God's Word is truth. Truth is found in the Word of God. As I mentioned earlier in the message, there are those who say today that there is no such thing as absolute truth, that truth is relative. It can be anything that you want it to be. Well, beloved, think that through. That doesn't even make sense. You know, 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 8 is 16. That's absolute truth. And I realize that even that is under attack today when it comes to simple mathematics. But the fact of the matter is, God's Word is absolute truth. In John chapter 17, when the Lord Jesus Christ was praying that great high priestly prayer to his Father in heaven, he said this, sanctify them through thy truth. He was praying that the Father would sanctify those who have come to Christ. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Then he says, thy word is truth. God's Word is truth. It is exactly what God wants us to know. Now keep in mind, I defined the Word of God as the very expression of God's nature, his expectations, his plans, and his glory. And so when we pick up the Bible and when we read the Bible, we can see from the Bible what God's truth is, and then, of course, we should live according to what the Word of God says. But not only is God's Word inspired, and not only is God's Word truth, but God's Word is also eternal. I remind you of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25, where it says this, "The Word of the Lord endureth forever." Think of that. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. And it goes on to say, "And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you." Now, that's what the Word of God is. The very expression of God's nature, expectations, plans, and glory. It is inspired. It is truth. It is eternal. Now, the Lord willing, next Sunday we'll look at another question, and that is, what does God's Word do? What does God's Word do? That'll be part two of our study in God's wonderful Word, and so I trust that you'll be able to be with us next Sunday as well. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now to call upon His name. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me." And if you make that your prayer, He will save you. And I'd invite you to contact us, as we would be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Thank you for joining us today. Now go to church. This is Sunday. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Yes, indeed. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.